This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Colton, just sitting around here feeling a little lonely, so I think I'm going to call my pal, Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another, let's see if she's around.
What's going on?
Ophira, hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
What a surprise.
I'm not bothering you, am I?
No.
In the middle of something?
Yeah, I'm totally in the middle of watching time dry.
Yeah.
How are you?
Takes a long time.
Wow, it goes slow. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I was just sitting around here feeling bored because, you know, not a lot to do.
True. Yeah.
And I thought I'd check in and see how you were doing.
I'm okay. Yep, I'm okay. Just, I have to say, because we were doing, you know, like everybody else, it's just been comfort. What's comforting? A lot of bread, and then we did cookies. Definitely have been drinking quite a lot of wine. Matter
sure.
of fact, I had to scale back on drinking wine
what?
At night. Because A, I couldn't afford it. It's just pricey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also, I had completely lost my tolerance.
That's the worst. Right. You're a half bottle in. You're like, what's happening?
Yeah,
where
exactly.
is the wine?
All right. I guess I'm ready to do some math. You know, like, but I feel like this week I was like, I don't want pizza. I want to eat healthy. I'm starting to feel like.
You feel like it's starting to turn from the. All bets are off, anything to get through it. You're starting to turn from that to a more long-term, like, I really need to take care of myself in spite of the situation. I feel that drive.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if I've actually done anything in my life to head in that direction. And I feel like I probably haven't.
Wouldn't you love to feel tired? Like, not weary or broken down? But just tired.
Just a plain old tired. Like, I've been awake long enough.
I've been doing things in a certain way that would tire me out.
Yeah. Instead of the I've been sitting here and I've had it feeling.
I'm certainly not. What am I losing over here? I've been losing my patience a lot with my dear child.
Oh, it is hard being in a house with your family all the time. It just is.
You know, it turns out we've been living together under the same roof for 4 years, but it also turns out we have never lived together, actually.
It's true, Nance. Now we have to do all our counting to 10 in front of each other, which is like, nobody likes to see that. Are you counting? Dad, are you counting? Yes. Give me a second. I'm only on 7. 8.
Now you made me lose track.
Ugh. Now I have to start over. I hope you're happy.
9.
But speaking of holding it together, I wonder if you would do me the favor of providing my life with a little normalcy. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I play the song?
Oh, the song.
Let's play the song and then we'll do a show. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and infrequent bathing. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We have an amazing episode for you. Joining us from the inside of his fringed mask, we'll talk to country musician Orville Peck. And from the podcast Crazy in Bed, comedians Alyssa Limperis and Mae Wilkerson. Plus a special game from one of our youngest listeners. But first, coming to us together. We have comedian Mitra Johari of Adult Swim's Three Busy Debras and comedian Whitmer Thomas, whose comedy special, The Golden One, is on HBO. Let's welcome on the line, remote from their home, we have Mitra Johari and Whitmer Thomas. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So how are you guys doing? How's it going?
It's all right. I feel like on any given day, it's much harder or much easier. Wit, I would say, does better with anxiety and existential dread than I do, but I enjoy cooking more. So
I have a pretty annoying personality, and I think that Mitra already knew that going into this, so I think you were prepared for me to be like hopping up and down and yelling and, you know, doing dances and not talking in my real voice for 7 hours straight.
You don a character just to mix things up for
a while?
Are they any particular voices, or are they all made up characters? Like, I know from, you know, that you're good at impressions.
I think they're made up characters that have no real writing to them. It's mostly just like, this is a guy named Pork. Or, and I just get obsessed with saying, I'm Pork.
Yeah, Whittle latch onto a word for a couple days. We've been watching Righteous Gemstones, which is very good and very, very funny. But there's a song that is in Righteous Gemstones that has been sort of on loop, but with fake lyrics and not real words. Sort of like a scat type situation.
Very much a scat. And the song is called Misbehavin', that the characters sing in that show. And so the melody is like, ba-ba-dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And so I'll just go like, a little pork and my name is Pork. And I don't know why, but Pork right now is funny, the name Pork.
I think it's Pork funny. Always good. Very funny. Very funny. It all comes together full circle. And Mitra, how's work going? Because you've been working on your series, Three Busy Debras, right?
Yeah, I've been in writer's rooms for the whole quarantine, basically. So mostly very positive. You know, it's really nice to have a place to quote unquote go every day. The ways that I've been making it feel like I'm going to work every day are so bleak. I bought a new pair of shoes, and they're my work shoes. They only exist in my bedroom, which is where I work. I put on my work shoes and then I'm at work, and then I take
high
them
heels.
Off when work is
high
over.
Heels.
Yeah, sort of some sexy Louboutins.
I figured.
just white sneakers.
Good. All right. Not like we haven't warmed up, but we are going to warm up with a game. Let's warm up with a game. Your first game is an audio game. We're going to play you a clip of an Oscar-winning film and a clip from a pop song. You're just going to tell us the movie and the song and the artist, or just any one of those things, or a thought you've had.
Okay. This Amazing. Sounds really fun.
Okay.
A soft place to land.
Exactly. Whit, this one's for you.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Well, the song is Twisted Sister.
That is correct.
And
the artist.
And the movie is also called Twisted Sister. I don't know the name of that movie, though. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
They'll start running around the house talking like that.
That's a great impression.
Can't wait.
Thank you.
You get a point. Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. Correct. And the movie is Network.
Oh, whoa. Network, one of my favorite movies. Truly, one of my favorite movies.
I mean, I was looking at that clue and I was like, first of all, this is no time to not take it. This is the time right now in history to take it. We should be taking it. Got take
it.
All
we
of
have
it.
To take it.
Also, a great opportunity to read Making Movies by Sidney Lumet, who directed Network.
That's right. You
read
do know.
A whole
you
part.
Do know.
I just want everybody to know that I know about Network. I'm cool.
No, you know the movie, you love the movie, and also you read a book about the movie. You just don't know the famous quote from it. All right, Mitra, this 1995 movie won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives? But they'll never take our
freedom.
You know so much, I can tell.
Okay, so is that Braveheart?
It certainly is.
Wow, thank you for that, because I guarantee I haven't seen any of the movies, but at least that guy had a Scottish accent. So.
Yes, that helped narrow it down for sure.
Right.
And Mitra, do you want to take a guess on the song or the artist?
Is it called Freedom?
It is called
sure
Freedom.
It is.
It's George Michael.
George Michael.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay, Whit, this 1954 film won Best Picture.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Really good.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Could have been a contender.
Here's my perfect Marlon Brando, just so you know.
I could have been a contender. I could have had quiz.
All right. The song is All Star by Smash Mouth.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
And that movie is On the Waterfront.
All correct.
I was going to say All River's correct. Edge, but.
And I would have guessed The Contender. So.
Very different film.
Well, On the River Edge is, of course, the prequel, and The Contenders is the sequel.
Very different film. Mitra, this 1950 movie won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
And I promise you I'll never desert you again. Because after Salome, we'll make another picture and another picture.
So we've got Hey Ya by Outkast.
Right.
Yeah.
And the most jarring transition from movie to song thus far, I think.
Totally.
And I couldn't tell you the movie.
Okay, it's all right.
It's a movie about the relationship between a struggling screenwriter, a dude, and a fading silent movie star, a lady.
A lady.
Gloria Swanson as Norma Desmond.
Oh. A well-known gif. She's a well-known gif at this point.
Is the name of it a famous street?
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
we were on
it the other day.
Hollywood Boulevard.
No.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yes. As you might suspect, you're tied.
That's
at the end of this game. After the break, we'll play another game with comedians Mitra Johari and Whitmer Thomas. And later, I will put on a cowboy hat for my conversation with masked country musician Orville Peck. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from Capital One, presenting sponsor of the 2024 Tiny Desk Contest. Earlier this year, unsigned musicians from around the country submitted their original songs for the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. The panel of judges are hard at work picking standout entries, and you can follow along and choose your favorite videos as well. The winner gets to play their very own Tiny Desk concert, then headline a tour with NPR Music this summer. Want to come along for the ride? Visit tinydeskcontest.npr.org to learn more, then check out the Venture X card from presenting sponsor Capital One. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Being Real Smug about installing a bidet last year. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
It's true. They are sold out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. We're playing games with Mitra Johari from Adult Swim's Three Busy Debras and Whitmer Thomas from the HBO comedy special The Golden One. Okay, you guys ready for another game?
Yes.
I'm ready to rock.
This is called Leaders and Rad Eels. It combines two things we love here on Ask Me Another, trivia about world leaders and anagrams. Okay, I know that's a lot to throw at you.
No, I'm really good at both these things. I pretty much do them in my sleep, so okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the clue with the anagrammed historical figure's name, and you just have to identify the leader. Mitra, this first one is for you.
Okay.
This Speaker of the House is known for ripping up Trump's speech and wearing bright pink suits, but you don't get to where she is without knowing about everyone in Washington. One might dub her a nosy pelican.
Nancy Pelosi.
That is correct.
That one was really easy. It shouldn't count.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
almost cheating.
We got to warm you up. We got to warm you up to the hard ones.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Whitmer, this one is for you. The first U.S. president was apparently a fan of double negatives, since his name anagrams to "Hi, go negate wrongs."
Oh, George Washington.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, Mitra, she probably never actually said let them eat cake, but this French leader's name still anagrams to treat. No, I eat mine.
Oh, that's perfect. Marie Antoinette.
That's correct.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. All right, Whitmer, this is for you. This woman was imprisoned by her cousin, Elizabeth I of England, and spent years plotting to escape and become the queen herself. One might call it a fancy, morose quest.
Ooh.
Thanks for giving me this one, gang.
This is where it gets a little harder.
I know a lot about Marie Antoinette because the Strokes were in the soundtrack.
Okay, wait a second. There was a movie adaptation of her.
And I just saw the cover of it the other day.
With Saoirse Ronan?
Yes.
The anagram is fancy, morose quest.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh, I like this. Oh, I love this.
McGee.
Yep, McGee, that's right.
Is it?
I mean, Scottish, could be.
Yeah, no, I don't remember it, but it's definitely not Mary. Or
it why not? It why not?
Why wouldn't it be?
Queen Mary of Scots.
Yes.
Yeah, Mary, Queen of Scots. That's correct.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, you had it all along.
Pork
all
McGee. Right.
Pork McGee. Oh, if that's... I opened for Pork McGee, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
At Hilarities. Mitra, after this U.S. president's inauguration, his first lady, Mamie, aimed to fill the White House with antique furniture. So that answers his anagram, redesigned with who?
Should be with whom, technically.
Here's a little bit of trivia about him. When he was... I think it was a freshman in college, his doctor told him that he had to get his leg amputated, and he said no because of an infection. He said, I refuse, and then he recovered.
Where'd you pull that fact from? That's impressive, Afira.
Just that's the only thing I know about American history.
Well, you know what? What I was about to say is so embarrassing, I'm going to use it as my guess, which is William H. Macy.
Very close.
President Macy. What if I say the first part of his slogan when he was running for president, I like...
Oh, Eisenhower? Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That's right.
Do we know why he had to go with the initial? If your name's Dwight Eisenhower, who are you afraid of being confused with?
There was already a Dwight Eisenhower in the President's Union.
Oh. Exactly.
On International President Database.
in the old International... Okay.
They didn't want to get the royalties mixed up.
That's right.
Right.
All right, Whitmer, this is for you, and this is the last question. He spent 27 years in prison and became South Africa's first democratically elected president, but few people know that he collected blacklight animal posters. Hence, his anagram, Send Neon Llama.
This is Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, you are right.
Guess what? It's a tie. So out of everything, you did everything perfectly. And are perfectly matched. And once again, we'll continue to succeed.
It's all good news.
It's all good news. That's all I have for you.
I'm in a full body sweat. The most I've thought in 2 months.
Well, glad we're here for that. Thank you so much. Mitra Johari stars in Three Busy Debras on Adult Swim. Whitmer Thomas's HBO special is called The Golden One. Mitra, Whit, thank you so much for joining us on Ask Me Another.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. I am so psyched to have our next two guests join us. They have a great podcast called Crazy in Bed. They are comedians, writers, and actors. Please welcome Alyssa Limperis and Mae Wilkerson.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hello!
Hello! Thanks for having us.
How is it going for you making a podcast in these times? Is it the same, different?
Well, funny story, actually. We had taken a bit of a hiatus. So our podcast is called Crazy Semicolon in Bed. It's really about being crazy and also being in bed. We have a bit of like a catfish name situation going
on. Hold on, Mae. Hold for laughter. Hold for laughter at home.
Yeah, it's a joke that we keep hoping one day somebody will find it funny.
Instead, it's always just someone being like, oh. So oh, it's not a sex podcast.
Wow, that's
it's
a bummer.
Wonderful. Yeah.
They're walking away. We're like, hold on. it's about like, you know, mental health and being in bed, and it kind of came from a dark time in our lives. And then we moved to LA and things were doing okay. And suddenly the whole world was crazy and in bed. And we were like, they need us.
We're back.
Now's our time to shine. Yeah.
Have you introduced anything new to your life?
Did you see I posted on Instagram, I tried baking and my cake boiled. I doubled the butter on accident. It was a boxed mix. I mean, impossible to mess up. And I opened the oven and it was fully boiling.
It's alive.
It's alive. You look at it and you go, that's the virus.
Yeah. How did it turn out at the end?
It was really good and gooey. At the end, don't judge a book by a cover, because that was the most gooey, yummy cake in the world. But for presentation, everyone has beautiful sourdoughs on Instagram, and mine was like, oh, she's not doing well. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to make a mistake, doubling the butter is
the way to go. Right? Yeah, exactly. That's delicious. It was always meant to be that way.
Yes.
But I followed a box cake recipe to the T, and it still came out like atrocious. It really was cake for one. Like, just keep it in the pan.
Don't show anyone.
Yeah. No Instagram
do what you have
photos,
to do.
Please. Yeah. No. This is a behind closed door type of a dessert situation. Yeah. The best desserts always are. You know, if you're showing your dessert on Instagram, I don't want to eat that. That doesn't.
Exactly.
There's no way that tastes good. It's beautiful. Hang it on your wall, but I don't want to put it in my mouth.
No. Yeah, like you want like the tub of frosting. That's what, like, you're not going to take a picture of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, baking, do you need to turn on the oven for baking? That's not, it's the pre-oven is when it's good. That's when it's peak. It's like when it's just in the bowl and you're just kind of crying and just kind of putting it in your mouth with your
hands.
At
that point, it's all potential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's hope to me.
That's hope. That is hope. Do you feel this way, Mae? Like, it has been kind of nice to, like, connect with old friends in a way that I probably wouldn't have before this?
Like butter? Is that what that was? Saying?
Butter's exactly. Definitely an old friend.
Butter's
like
an old friend that I hadn't spent a lot of time with. Yeah, I have been connecting with all kinds of people. It's like people popping into my head. I didn't even remember their name. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that person really, they helped me through a lot. So, yeah, it's been good for that.
I've connected. Sometimes I'm sort of like, why? I mean, like, I want to connect with.
Yes.
But at the same time, when people have reached out from years ago, I assume that they have hit O in their alphabetized contacts. That's what I assume. And that's why I go, why? Why? Because you're just going through a list and now we're here.
I know.
Well, I was just talking to my friend Oscar. And,
exactly.
And then Otto is next.
You know what? That's
so
what I'm going to do. Next,
I love you,
next time I talk to someone, I'm going to say, who's the last person you talked to? I'm going to suss it out.
That's how you answer the phone now. Yeah.
Okay, Alyssa Mae, are you ready to do some trivia?
We would love to, but we have to tell you, beware, Mae and I are two of the worst people that do trivia. We are both.
Yeah.
We are. It's going to be a. Yes.
It's a real weakness for us.
It's a real. Yeah.
It's kind of a source of anxiety.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of info stored up here, unfortunately.
Retaining is not so much my thing. I just kind of cruise by. Yeah. Information.
Let me just reassure you that you're not here because we expect you to know trivia. You're here because you both have great at-home audio equipment.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to find people with a good mic?
Thank you for recognizing our true strengths.
All right. We're going to play another round of a music parody game called Love is a Four-Letter Word. So we took well-known songs with the word love in the title and rewrote them to be about other four-letter words that begin with the letter L.
So when I stop singing, you're just going to jump in and sing the song's title, but replace the word love with the other four-letter L word I'm hinting at in the clues. Alyssa, this one's for you.
Thank you.
Meat that you can cut into a rack, or throw it in a gyro for a snack. You could serve a leg with some mint jelly on the side. It's easy.
Okay, well, I know the clue.
You don't know the song, though. All you need is lamb. That's all what we were looking for.
All you need is lamb.
There you go.
You got it.
I've been eating a lot of meat. Oh, I know that's not very popular with our vegan and vegetarian friends and listeners. But I got to tell you, on top of baking, I've been eating a lot of meat.
I get it. I'm a vegetarian, but I'm a week away for sure.
All right, May, here's one for you. Don't touch my hat or my hair. Got tiny parasites that live in there. I need a special shampoo and a fine tooth comb and a brand new social life.
Well, once again, I am in the same boat as Alyssa.
It's a Huey Lewis song. What if I tell you it's a Huey Lewis song?
That'll do nothing for either of us.
Huey who? Sounds like a great guy. Lice.
Lice is correct. That was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis.
The Power of Lice.
Remember when you could get close enough to a stranger
to get lice? What I wouldn't give for some lice now, just the company of just knowing that you just got a head full
of friends riding along.
Friends, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's yours, Alyssa.
You must understand certain foods are now banned for the next 6 weeks. On Fridays, it's fish until Easter, no dish that had hooves or beaks. I'm a Catholic. So I'll make it stick. I must try to ignore that delicious meat smell. Oh!
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You froze just as you were singing, so I did not hear what you sang.
Oh, can I take a screenshot of this really quickly, though? Oh, it's so good.
Yes. Am I still frozen?
No, now you're back.
No, you're back.
Okay, can lead me in, Jonathan, will
you? I'll lead you in, yeah.
I must try to ignore that delicious meat smell. Oh.
What's land got to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys do anything for Lent? Did you guys give up anything? Are you giver-uppers?
I'm not a Lenter.
Okay.
I don't believe in giving things up.
I usually am, but yeah, this year it got away from me. But I did watch church on YouTube. Which was...
Oh, how was it?
I was like, this should have been like this the whole time. I would be devout. I'd be a nun. In bed, lying down, watching it. I was like, this is
exactly. Closer to God. That's how you're closer to God, lying closer down in your own bed. Yes. That's right.
God's probably in bed.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
He's on his cloud.
All right, mate. Here's one for you.
Great.
Is state war... Who gets mom's light fixture? We'll see. Shade was expensive, it's Tiffany. Both sisters knowing.
Light is a battlefield. Oh no.
That is very close. Light is not a four-letter word.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E. Yes. L-I-T-E. That's what I meant. Was it lamp is a battlefield?
Lamp is a battlefield. That's right. That's exactly right. All right, here's another one for Alyssa.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Bring in your car and we'll grease up your chassis. Done in a jiffy with spray or a tube. Easing the friction, Zodger is diction. You won't pay a lot for the...
We're on to you. We're on to you.
Pretending to be frozen.
I'm pretending to be frozen on that one. You caught me. The song. I definitely don't know the song. The thing you're cluing. Let's think.
Greasing up your car.
Yeah.
Lube?
Lube is what we were looking for. That's right.
That's right.
Wow.
But that was the glory of love by Peter Cetera. Okay, this is you guys will be relieved to hear this is the last one. May, this is for you.
No, so please, soon, more. So soon. No.
All right, here we go. Washer dryers setting traps. Supposed to catch these fuzzy scraps, but they never catch enough. Check my pockets and I find this stuff. Have to brush my black clothes so they don't look rough. It's in my belly button too.
Lint.
Yeah.
Lint.
Yes. That was We Found Love by Rihanna.
Wow. We found lint in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's right.
Love that.
Okay. Great game. And... guess what? You guys are tied.
Tied. Yeah. It's neck and neck.
I love a tie.
Yes, we like a tie.
It's good. We'll remain friends after this. It's not going to, you know. Yeah.
You're both
any weird
equally
energy.
Enough.
We're both equally enough.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
After the break, we'll be back to play another game with Alyssa and May and Step Back, Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy. I'm going to talk to the real masked singer, country musician Orville Peck. Plus, we're going to welcome a very special contestant who lives with me in this very house. Who will it be? My husband, my son, some ants I found in a kale corn bag. Anything's possible. Stay tuned to find out. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why accessibility is central to Betterment's mission.
The real innovation for Betterment was taking a set of tools that were used by the ultra wealthy and making them accessible to the average investor. And that includes tax strategies, that includes dollar cost averaging. These are all sort of tricks of the trade.
Learn more about automated investing technology at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with comedians and hosts of the podcast Crazy in Bed, Alyssa Limpiris and Mae Wilkerson. Alyssa, Mae, would you like to play another game?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we have a word game for you.
Ooh, okay. Now we're talking.
It's called Stars in the Stars. We'll imagine what would happen if famous people throughout history were also space travelers, but they only visited things that rhyme with their names.
Okay.
For example, if I said she sang Love is a Battlefield and now she's moved the fight to a giant ball of flaming gas, you would answer Pat Benatar on a star.
Would we, though? Would we, Jonathan?
You definitely would.
Thank you for believing in us in this hypothetical scenario.
All right. Here we go. May, this one's for you.
Oh, no.
The star of Some Like It Hot is getting pretty cold on this dwarf planet formerly known as the ninth planet from the sun.
Okay. Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Really? Okay. And then Pluto?
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe
on Pluto. Well done.
All right, Alyssa. When this leader of the temperance movement takes a break from demolishing saloons with a hatchet, she visits a configuration of stars as seen from Earth.
Oh, of course.
You know, the leader of the temperance movement.
Alice Quipper on the Big Dipper.
I hope she gets a point for rhyming. Her rhyming abilities are.
That's a yes, and we'll move on to the next one.
You know what? That's such a great answer. I'm not even going to check and see if it's correct. If I tell you the second word, maybe you could guess the person from the rhyme. If I tell you constellation, does that help you know the name of the woman who used to bust up saloons with the hatchet?
Constellation, and I think we can all say this one together.
Oh, your audio cut out for a second. I didn't hear what it was.
Oh, this technology.
But I'm going to assume you were correct. Yes, Carrie Nation on a constellation is correct.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. May. Mm-hmm. The singer known for Solitude and Strange Fruit is somewhere in our own spiral galaxy.
I don't think I know what a single word is that you just said.
So it's the singer known for Solitude and Strange Fruit is somewhere in our own spiral galaxy, is known also a delicious chocolate bar. Yeah. With nougat.
With nougat. The Milky Way. The Milky Way and Audra Day.
Good enough. Billie Holiday.
Of course. I know who Billie Holiday is. I just didn't know that song.
All right, Alyssa, this is the final question of the game.
Okay, here we go.
A lot riding on this.
Here we go.
Orville thinks he's so great because he piloted the first successful airplane flight. But his brother and co-inventor one-upped him by landing on an object that moves around a planet or star.
Calhoun landed on the moon.
I like your answers so much better than the ones we have written here. Calhoun landed on the moon. That's very close. Do you know the brothers who invented the airplane?
The Wright brothers?
Uh-huh. All right, well, so what we were looking for was Wilbur Wright on a satellite.
Oh, satellite.
But as I say, I much prefer Calhoun went to the moon.
Oh, that's just so great. Guess what? You guys are tied again.
This has been good.
Are you kidding? This was basically one of the only moments of this much happiness in a while. So thank you so much.
This was so fun. Yeah,
same here, truly. Thank you so much for having us. This was such a blast.
my pleasure.
This summertime.
All right, now it's time to welcome our special guest. He's a masked country musician. His debut 2019 album, Pony, was a hit with critics and fans. And his latest single, Summertime, which we are currently listening to, is out now. It's Orville Peck.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, we are welcoming you as we welcome all of our guests now from their homes or undisclosed location.
Yeah, it's a wacky time, isn't it?
Yeah, how are you doing? How are you coping?
I'm okay. I mean, honestly, the interesting thing about the timing of this for me was, you know, obviously I was on tour during the middle of it, but I haven't had a place to live for like over a year. Like I've been traveling and touring so much. And so I secured a home like 3 days before I left on that tour. So thankfully I had somewhere to come back to, which is kind of miraculous.
That is super lucky. So you are known as a mass singer, and our listeners can't see you right now, but you always perform with a Lone Ranger-style mask and then often fringes on the bottom to obscure part of your face. You are wearing one right now, black leather on the top, I would say, not able to see the material up close, and then a light blue fringe that falls from just below your nose all the way down. It's very, very stylish.
And, oh, thank you.
Where were you when you decided to make this part of your persona and image and, you know, musical image?
When I was a little kid, I was obsessed with cowboys, and I was obsessed with like Cheyenne and the Lone Ranger and like all those old Westerns. And I used to watch them religiously, and Indiana Jones, which, you know, he's kind of like a cowboy. And
sure.
So I used to just wear a cowboy hat. And my idea of what a cowboy was, because I watched all these old Westerns, was I used to have a handkerchief that covered my face. Because I thought that's kind of just what a cowboy had, was like a cowboy hat and something covering their face, because they were kind of like an outlaw.
Yeah, right.
I'm not the first masked country singer. I'm not the first gay country singer. You know, it's been around. You know, country music is such a genuine, sincere love of mine, and has been since I was very young. And so I decided I wanted to do what I love about classic country, this kind of era of country in the 60s and 70s, where you kind of had to pick your... It's like taking who you are at your core and kind of blowing it up huge. So Dolly Parton's very good about that. But for me, I like doing everything kind of like 500%, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, the part of the cowboy image I always loved was just the embodiment of like anti-establishment.
Totally. I mean, it's rebellion. I see lots of parallels between country music and punk, which is also something, you know, I played in punk bands when I was a kid, and I grew up loving punk and all kinds of music. But I see a lot of... it's funny, I think country music has adopted this stigma over the past like 10 or 15 years that it's country music is supposed to be for like, you know, well-adjusted straight white men singing about like, you know, trucks and women and drinking beer. And it's kind of meant for those people and made by those people. But I mean, I've always thought of country as kind of being for like freaks and weirdos. I mean, the themes in country from the beginning of time have been about heartbreak, isolation, disappointment, alienation. I mean, that doesn't sound like the well-adjusted experience to me, you know? That sounds like that sounds like everybody I grew up with. That sounds like everything I've gone through. And so the idea that country is not accessible to, you know, queer people or marginalized people or anybody really is just, it's like baloney to me.
You're also a fan of John Waters and camp comedy.
I cold called John Waters like a few months ago.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Cause I mean, he's been like the biggest inspiration to me forever. And so there's this crazy story where basically someone I work with, like on my team, sent me an email, and they were like, I just saw John Waters' Christmas special that he tours, you know? And he was like, and they were like, he spoke about you in his opening monologue where he was saying his ideal Christmas party would be like, and he named all these characters from his movies. And then he said an Orville Peck would be there. Now the imposter syndrome in me was like, there's no way that's what happened. He said something else.
He must mean a different Orville Peck.
There's no way. I was like, you're either lying to me or you misheard, which is both of which are unfair. So don't talk to me about it.
And like, I get it. It's Christmas, but come on.
Yeah. Now. Like, you know, and then someone else actually brought it up to me like completely different. And so I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And so I emailed, we work with the same booking agency. And so I emailed someone being like, oh, I just need John Waters' number actually, because we're supposed to have a conversation. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah. And they sent me his number. And I was on tour in Australia. I thought like, you know what, screw it. I've been staring at the phone number for like a week. And I was like, I'm just going to call him, you know, and what's the worst that could happen? He could just hang up or say, you know, whatever. And I called him, and I just hear someone go, hello. And I said, hey there, is this John? And he said, who is this? And I said, oh, hey, John, this is Orville Peck. And he said, Orville Peck, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, wow.
And I just like, you know, obviously evaporated. He's just the funniest guy, you know, like everything, because I've read all these books. I've obviously seen all these movies, like, it just felt like exactly what you would expect John Waters to be like.
And the voice is so good.
The voice. And it's crazy. I mean, now Him and I talk probably every week.
Yeah. And now, see, and this is another wonderful example about how lying pays off.
Exactly. Couldn't recommend it enough.
Yeah. So we have a game for you.
Okay.
About, you mentioned that one of your idols is Dolly Parton, one of your musical idols.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So when you were a kid, you actually thought that she was playing a character.
I thought she was like Elvira or Pee Wee Herman, yeah, or something. You know, it obviously had a very lasting effect on me.
I feel like a little bit that's what she's going for.
Yeah. All right, so, and you're a fan of Whitney Houston? I mean, who isn't, but...
Whitney, I just gotta say, I mean, Whitney Houston is my absolute all-time favorite singer. I mean, I just don't think that there has ever been a voice like hers, and I don't think there ever will be.
Perfect, because we have a game for you called Whitney, Dolly, or Both.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's really simple. We're just gonna give you a fact. You're going to tell us whether the fact is about Whitney Houston, Dolly Parton, or both of them. So let's try it. Let's do an opener.
I'm ready. Let's see.
Okay, Whitney or Dolly, who won a Grammy for singing I Will Always Love You?
I think it was Whitney, right? It wasn't Dolly?
It was Whitney Houston. That is right. But fun fact, as they say. So Dolly originally recorded it in 1974, but Whitney's cover was released in 1992, went platinum only 8 times.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what are you going to do?
And Dolly Parton said in an interview that when Whitney did it, that she got all the money for the publishing and writing, and with it, she bought a lot of cheap wigs.
Yes.
All right, Orville, which artist has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, it's got to be both. Surely. I mean, ooh. I'm going to say, I mean, come to think of it, I don't know if I've ever seen Dolly Parton have, like, her star. I'm going to say Whitney and not Dolly, strangely.
All right. It's actually the reverse, but so it is Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton technically has 2 stars.
Oh, crazy.
One of her own and one shared with her trio bandmates, Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, amazing.
But here's the deal with Whitney. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce did select a star for Whitney Houston in 1995, but Whitney's team never got back to them to solidify a date.
Oh my and God. Then, that's almost kind of iconic. That's almost better than having a star. Just being like, sorry, we didn't get back.
Yeah. I didn't have time in my schedule to deal with this whole star business.
Or just I love sort of that. Like,
I decline. I decline.
Whitney's busy. Star. I love that. That's cool.
All right, this is your last question. Who was nominated for Album of the Year in 1988 but lost to U2's The Joshua Tree?
Album of the Year. It must be. Ooh, it could be both, actually. I mean, I'm going to say I feel like definitely Whitney. 88, because I think that's when Whitney came out, isn't it? 88. I'm going to say Whitney Houston.
You were hot on the trail. It is both. Both of them. Dolly was nominated for Trio.
You started with both, though.
Yeah, you started with
should have gone with my instincts, you know? What were the albums?
So Dolly was nominated for Trio, which was her collaboration with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt.
Right.
And Whitney was nominated for what was her second studio album, Whitney.
Oh, there we go.
What a pleasure. You did fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You know everything.
You,
yeah. And what a pleasure it is to talk to you. And I mean, I look forward to seeing you live on stage, but also, yeah.
Me too.
I look forward to just continue to seeing all the stuff that you're throwing out there for the digital audiences to enjoy.
Oh, no. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And this has been really fun.
Thank you, Orville.
Thanks, guys.
Orville's new album, Show Pony, is out now. Thank you so much, Orville Peck.
Thanks, y'all.
That's our show, everybody. But before we go, I just wanted to share one more thing. Since we're in quarantine and my son Lucas has been challenging me every day, I decided to challenge him to a game that combines 2 of his favorite things, theme songs and superheroes. Here you go. Lucas, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so here's the game that we're going to play. You want to play a game?
Yes, Ophira.
I'm going to play you a superheroes theme song.
And you're just going to tell me what superhero it is, okay?
All right.
Okay. How about this one?
Oh, Batman.
Batman? Do you like Batman?
Yes, Batman.
Okay, good. That was good. All right, we're going to make it get a little harder. How about this one?
All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the
Captain blue. America.
How's it go?
When Captain America grows his mighty
shield. Okay, all right. Good enough. Good enough. Okay, this is my favorite one. Who's this?
Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel.
And Iron Man Hulk gets a place. He's fighting and shining with repulsor rays. Amazing armor, Iron Man. Blazing power, that's Iron Man.
Nice! Indeed, that is correct. All right, this is your last one.
Okay.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heaven.
Yay! You got them all right! 100%. Good job! Mm-hmm. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles written by Jonathan Bayless, Jamie Greenberg, Carol Lee, Ruth Morrison, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts and Kate Villa. Ask Me Another's produced by Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, Ramel Wood, and our intern, Nick Garrison. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grundman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.
Hey, happy to hear you're still listening. And since you're still here, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review? We love to hear from you, and it helps others find out about our show. For additional information about new episodes, upcoming live shows, road shows, and bonus games, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Thanks.
Next time on Ask Me Another, Joseph Gordon-Levitt chats about his early acting gigs in local commercials. Then William Jackson Harper from The Good Place faces off with Insecure's Yvonne Orji. And we have not one but two stars from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Tony Shalhoub and Luke Kirby. So join me on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. The right agent can make or break your home search. That's why Homes.com provides an agent directory that details each agent's experience so you can find the right one and ultimately the right home. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. I can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.